Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We had thousands of people in Virginia. We're headed to North Carolina. We're going to continue to go to Vermont and Maine and all these states to go and show people that there is a path forward.
Continuing with her presidential campaign ahead of Super Tuesday, Nikki Haley tells NBC she's no longer bound by a pledge to support the eventual Republican nominee. Haley says she's always had serious concerns about former President Donald Trump. Over the weekend, Trump won caucuses in Idaho and Missouri. A New York Times Siena College poll says he has a narrow lead over President Joe Biden, in part because of doubts about Biden's age. 16 states hold primaries tomorrow, including the battleground of North Carolina, where civil rights advocates worry a new voter ID rule could disenfranchise minority and low-income residents. And Bob Phillips with Common Cause says another law eliminates a previous 3-day grace period for mail-in ballots.
No one wants to see someone who is a legally, properly registered voter that does the right thing, and just because it gets lost in the mail, that their vote doesn't count.
The Supreme Court could issue a decision today on whether Donald Trump can be removed from Colorado's ballot for leading the January 6th insurrection. President Biden says the U.S. will continue airdropping humanitarian aid into Gaza after Israeli soldiers killed more than 100 desperate Palestinians who had rushed a food convoy.
Innocent lives are on the line and children's lives are on the line. We should be getting hundreds of trucks in, not just several.
A White House source Saturday said Israel had more or less agreed to a 6-week ceasefire. But yesterday, the Jerusalem Post called the deal close to collapse over Israel's demand for the names of all living hostages. A federal judge has temporarily blocked a Texas law letting the state arrest and deport people who enter the United States illegally. Adriana Pinon with the ACLU says the law would allow deportation based only on probable cause without even a trial.
Everybody deserves to be able to avail themselves of the protection of the Constitution and the federal laws.
Several state legislatures are considering bills to replace the Electoral College with a national popular vote. The states would agree to cast their electors for the popular vote winner once enough states to decide the election have joined the system. At present, about 3/4 of the states needed are in. Former Vermont Congressman Chris Pearson says every vote in every state should count equally.
I think this will bolster confidence in the system and have an impact down ballot and generally give Americans a better sense of ownership over our democracy.
A Washington Post analysis says with the current Electoral College system, under 1 in 5 Americans, those in battleground states, will cast decisive votes for president, a record low. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.